mighty hand. You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. I only have one quick minute to give you an intro. You're going to hear something I just preached this past Sunday. We're back in our study in the book of Galatians. This sermon I've entitled, a couple different titles. We could go, The Law Was. Key point in this, showing that the law, the Old Testament law, was temporary. The Apostle Paul calls it a ministry of death. He also said at another time, the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life or makes alive. That's what we're looking at here today. Why the law? That's really is my title of this sermon. Why the law? This will play today, Wednesday, and Thursday. So here is part one now of this message. My title for this message today is The Purpose of the Law. I'm troubled by the number of good Christians who think it's nostalgic to try and live by the Old Testament law, like Jesus did, like Jesus lived. Most, if not all, Jewish Christian groups believe, like I read to you a few weeks ago, that the Old Testament law is still in full force. Let me read to you from the statement of faith of a local Jewish roots ministry. As the question is asked, quote, is the law still valid, or is it dead and gone and nailed to the cross, unquote. Now, that's using their own words. Me, as a lover of words, you see, I catch the smugness in that comment. That's kind of smug and a little, the arrogance of Christians who say that the law has been nailed to the cross. You can just sense it in this comment there. Again, is the law still valid, or is it dead and gone and nailed to the cross? And here is their answer to that excellent question or inquiry. They answer, Yeshua himself taught at his Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5:17 through 20 that the law remains alive and that not the tiniest bit of it will be abolished until heaven and earth pass away, unquote. That's in the statement of faith. Here's those verses again, then I'll comment on them. Matthew 5:17. It says, do not think that I came to destroy the law of the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For assuredly, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law until all is fulfilled. Key word is fulfilled. Now this is the only leg that they have to stand on. Matthew 5:17 through 20. He fulfilled Deuteronomy 18:15, where the Bible says this, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst, from your brethren. Him you shall hear. There's the first part of what he said, verse 17. Now for the rest, verse 18, assuredly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law until all is fulfilled. All that means is that everything written in the book is going to be fulfilled. A jot and a tittle were the smallest strokes of the pen, like a dot or a period or an apostrophe. Like this. Luke 19:37. It says, then as Jesus was drawing near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen. And they said, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Then some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd, teacher, rebuke your disciples. But he answered and said to them, I tell you, if these should keep silent, then the stones would immediately cry out. Now, why would the stones cry out? Why did Jesus say this? Because this is Matthew 5:17-20 in action. When he says every jot or tittle in this book is going to be fulfilled, that's what he meant. When they cried that out, they were fulfilling Psalm 118:26, which says, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The Pharisees told him, keep these guys quiet. And he says, if they keep quiet, the stones are going to say it. Why? Because every jot and tittle in this book is going to be fulfilled by hook or by crook. There's no stopping every word in this book from being fulfilled. So that's what Jesus meant. You can't quote that verse and say, you're still living under the law. You still have to go to a synagogue on Saturday. You still can't eat shellfish or pork. And you can't lift a finger on a Saturday. All that says is that every word in here is going to be fulfilled. That's what that means. There's no stopping the word of God from being fulfilled. Like Jesus said, every jot and tittle, every stroke of the pen will be fulfilled. And the law is alive and well for unbelievers. For unbelievers. However, Paul says this. He says, but you are not under the law, but you're under grace. Romans 6:14. Notice the change of condition. Notice the change of position. Paul also said this. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. Now, you'll notice on the handout there, Romans 6:14 and Romans 10:4. I don't make this stuff up. This is what the Word of God says. I want you to see, this is what the Word of God says. When I tell you Christ is the end of the law, it's not me telling, it's me preaching it. It's what's in the book. You are no longer under the law if you're a believer in Jesus Christ. You are not under the law, but under grace. Romans 6:14. Now in today's text, we're going to see in depth the purpose of the law and how it accomplished the will of God. So if you would please, let's start today in verse 12 of chapter 3. If you have a Bible, if you have your new Bible today. Okay, Galatians chapter 3, verse 12. It says, yet the law is not of faith. But the man who does them shall live by them. Again, Galatians 3:12. The law is not of faith. But the man who does them shall live by them. What this means here is that if you want to try to keep the law and follow the Old Testament law, then you need to follow all of the law, not just some of it. The law is contrasted with faith. Now, James said this, James 2:10. It says, whoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point is guilty of all. That's what the Bible says. If you want to try to keep the law to get right with God, you need to keep the whole thing. And if you miss the mark or stumble, that word offend is the Greek word scandalon. Indeed, that's quite a scandal you've got going. One offense. James says if you one offense, you're guilty of the whole thing. Murder, blasphemy, idolatry, immorality, adultery. Shall I go on? You can keep all these things. They weren't designed so for you to keep them perfectly. Watch this. Okay, now I'm going to read these, and you all say amen, like they did back then. Okay, you'll know where to speak. Deuteronomy 27. Cursed is the one who makes a carved or molded image, an abomination to the Lord, the works of the hands of the craftsman, and sets it up in secret. And all the people will answer and say, amen. Cursed is the one who treats his father or mother with contempt. And all the people shall say, cursed is the one who moves his neighbor's landmark. And all the people shall say, cursed is the one who makes the blind to wander off the road. And all the people shall say, cursed is the one who perverts the justice due to the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow. And all the people shall say, how about a little louder? Cursed is the one who lies with his father's wife, because he has uncovered his father's bed. And all the people shall say, cursed is the one who lies with any kind of animal. And all the people shall say, cursed is the one who lies with his sister, the daughter. This is the word. I'm reading you out of the word. Cursed is the one who lies with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother. And all the people shall say, cursed is the one who lies with his mother-in-law. All the people shall say, cursed is the one who attacks his neighbor secretly. And all the people shall say, cursed is the one who takes a bribe to slay an innocent person or a politician. And all the people shall say, cursed is the one who does not confirm all the words of this law. And all the people shall say, that's Deuteronomy 27, 15 through 26.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. You hold my every moment. You calm my raging seas. You